You're listening to Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Hundreds of volunteers from Utah and Idaho gathered recently to help the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation heal the site of the Bear River Massacre. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Clarissa Casper of the Salt Lake Tribune and Utah Public Radio has that story.
Rios Pacheco stood on the land where in 1863 his ancestors were victims of one of the deadliest massacres of Native Americans in United States history. Behind him, across the site of the Bear River Massacre, hundreds of volunteers planted native shrubs and trees, a collective effort to heal what was taken from both the land and the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation. For Pacheco, who serves as the tribe's spiritual leader, planting native plants on the land where hundreds of his ancestors' lives were stolen is a way to not only restore the ecological balance of the area, but also to heal the spirits of his people. Once you plant something in the ground, he said, life is restored. Through the plants, he feels connected to his ancestors. Planting native species on this sacred ground is a way for his people to return and heal, much like a plant regenerates from its own seeds. In honoring the memories of those who survived, the plants offer both renewal and forgiveness for the past, he said.
That's just like the plants. When you plant them, the forgiveness comes by taking care of them, fertilizing them, watering them, so that way that plant will grow again.
The Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation began its journey to ecologically and spiritually restore the site of the Bear River Massacre in 2018, when it purchased approximately 350 acres of their ancestral land just north of Preston, Idaho. This is the second year the tribe has held a planting weekend at the site for volunteers. The Bear River Massacre occurred during one of the coldest winters his ancestors experienced at the site, Pacheco said. The tribe's efforts to heal a site named Wuda Agua, which directly translates to Bear River, are also meant to honor the plants that used to be abundant in the area and aided Pacheco's ancestors in a variety of ways. As volunteers worked, Pacheco observed them and heard them share stories about the plants they planted last year and the friendships they had developed through the effort.
You're not just elevating the landscape, you're elevating your inner spirits.
Although the tribe has only involved the broader public in its project since 2023, a great deal of work has been done to prepare the land for the new plants. For the past 3 years, the Utah Conservation Corps has been removing thousands of invasive Russian olive trees that have invaded Wuda Agua's floodplain since the massacre. This tree, according to UCC Northern Regional Coordinator Ben Borgman Winter, outcompetes the native vegetation the tribe hopes to revive in the area.
This is a really special space, a sacred space. Look how many hundreds of volunteers are here right now from all over Utah, all over Idaho. It's a pretty special project. We're very honored to be involved in that.
The tribe's big picture vision for the land includes planting 300,000 native shrubs and trees, cleaning up the land's creeks, and restoring degraded agricultural fields into wetlands abundant with life. While many of this past weekend's volunteers work in natural resources, many do not, and came for a variety of reasons. Jennifer Britt, who came from Cache Valley to help with the project, said she came to honor a friend of hers who recently passed away.
She loved to plant trees all the time, so I'm kind of thinking this is a way to honor her as well.
One group of volunteers was an 8th grade English class from Salt Lake City's private school, Roland Hall. The student's teacher, Brady Smith, said teaching children Native American literature and history is fundamental to their learning. On the bus ride up to the site, the students were assigned readings that discussed the history of the site and its connection to the Great Salt Lake.
Being able to learn about the history of a site and come out and work in the project of restoring it, something like its pre-colonial state, I think is a great way for them to learn a little bit more and make things more concrete.
Shay Gaynor, one of his students, agreed.
Being able to actually plant trees and like be able to say, oh, I did that. I helped with that. That's really cool to me.
Tribal Council Chairman Dennis Alex said efforts made over the past few years have already brought wildlife back to Wuda Agua. The restoration project, completely funded by the tribe and grant money, wouldn't be possible without the help of hundreds of hands, he said.
It's quite heartwarming to see this, that we can do this without the funds of the government.
Soon the land will become a memorial with a walking trail and visitor center, complete with an amphitheater to continue the work of sharing the stories the land carries, Alex said.
History repeats itself if you don't learn from it. Well, this is a learning process.
With Utah Public Radio and the Salt Lake Tribune, I'm Clarissa Casper.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.